Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is Gloria Copeland, the love of my life. And we're here today on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. So let's give the Lord a praise and an honor this morning before we begin.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is an amazing part of the year, Christmas being last week. I think it was an Alka-Seltzer commercial where the guy's sitting on the side of the bed and he said, "I can't believe I ate the whole thing."
Was that you?
No, it wasn't me. Well, I'm not going to say any more about that. Yeah, I may before this is over with. It's an important thing how we live our lives, not just what we do in the Spirit, but God is a triune being, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. We're triune beings in that we are a spirit. We have a soul made up of our intellectual properties, and we live in a body. And so all three parts need to be working properly for us to function at our highest abilities. We need to be strong in our spirit. We need to be strong in our minds and strong in our bodies. So you can't just take off a few days and just tear your body up and then say, "Well, I'm going to fix it next year." Well, that's what you said last year, so I don't know. Going ahead on here. Let's go back.
Get us out of this.
I'm working on that right now. Well, you know, I had to go through it also.
Okay, we got it.
And the Lord helped me.
You can tell how bright these people are by looking at them. They got it.
So let's go back to the book of Luke, where we finished up last Friday, in the second chapter of the book of Luke. And remember now, Luke's gospel, and he's also the author of the book of Acts, was writing this to a king. And it's a documentary. It's documentary style. He questioned a lot of people. And being a physician himself, you find where one says, Peter's wife's mother laid with a fever. And Luke, he says, a great fever. So we know this was not the flu. This was probably something in the order of typhoid or is a killer fever. Mm-hmm. And Matthew recorded it that he touched her hand. Well, Luke recorded that he rebuked that fever. Praise God.
Amen.
And so the big thing is you take all of these accounts and put them together and you get the full picture of the Spirit of God. Yeah. Makes a full picture of all these things. And being people that live and operate and function by the laws of faith, then all of these details are important to us because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And the more you analyze the details in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And I'll tell you, you've heard me say that Gloria and I were literally scripturally illiterates when we came into this. And I remember going to Gloria and saying, "Gloria, did you notice that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John tell the same story?" She said, "Yes, isn't that wonderful?" Now, you talk about starting at zero. We started at zero.
But well, that's like our son. He said, "Matthew, Mark, look at John."
Yeah, so we were about the same. But the beautiful part of it is we did not have any religious tradition behind us.
Amen.
So we began to be really serious about the Word of God. And when I became a student there at ORU, and then I was traveling with Brother Roberts and being part of the flight crew. And then we were introduced to Brother Kenneth Hagin. Oh, my. And I was watching Brother Roberts do it on the road. I could see he used his faith on purpose. Well, I never heard of anything like that. And then Brother Hagin began to teach us. And, teach
that
us
made all
faith.
The difference.
Oh,
teach.
Oh, it was just marvelous. It was spiritually delicious. We began to, and through these two great men of God, this composite picture of faith and how it works and the ins and the outs of it. So then we began to realize that the written Word of God is God.
Yes.
It's God's will.
Two covenants, two blood covenants.
Yes.
Started out in the blood of animals, then the blood of a man through circumcision, and then the second covenant, the blood of God, the precious blood of Jesus. So all of these words are covenant words,
yes,
and they're all extremely important. So we'll pick up here in the second chapter of the book of Luke, and we find some marvelous details here. So let's go to verse 12 there and pick it up. "This shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." We talked about that last week. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. So the clash between heaven and earth, where Satan had authority in this earth because Adam gave it over to him. But the sacrifice was in the earth with which God would deliver the earth from Satan's authority. The sacrifice is here, so the angels are calling things that be not as though they were. Peace has come. Amen. He's here. So now, in verse 19, Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things which they'd heard and seen. And then verse 21, when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, was accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem. Now, it was amazing to me to learn that it was 90 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And she's about to have a baby. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody got there before they did. And so the reason he was born in a manger, one, it had been prophesied.
Yes.
And we talked about that last week. But wasn't that they didn't have money enough.
Right.
It was because they were late. The scripture says there was no room in the inns. All the hotels were full.
Right.
So, but it's only 8 miles or 5.5 miles from Bethlehem to Jerusalem. So obviously they stayed there. So she recovered over that 8 days and only had 5.5 miles to go to present him at the temple for circumcision.
That's a long way when you just had a baby and you got no car.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that right, girl?
Yeah. Okay.
So that's it. But now they're there. The 8 days, it's the eighth day. Baby, Jesus is 8 days old now. And let's come down. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, was accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice. Well, yeah, thank you, Lord, I'll do that. The law of Moses is the firstborn son. The firstborn son has an inheritance. He's the firstborn son. Now, we see in the New Testament, the New Covenant, that Jesus is no longer the only begotten Son of God, but He has become the firstborn of many brethren.
Amen. Yes.
And if you belong to Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So we have firstborn status just by being, having accepted Him as our Lord and Savior.
Glory to God.
You are an heir. And the Scripture says we are joint heirs with Him.
Yes, glory to God.
Praise God. That's shouting ground, isn't it?
Praise the Lord.
Now then, I really need you to see this. And verse 24, offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of Moses, in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves, two young pigeons. Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, waiting for the Messiah. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now let thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of the people of Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. There was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow of about 84 years. This woman is up in years. Which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers, night and day, and she coming in at that instant gave thanks. Now, here's what I want you to see out of this. The devoted man of prayer, the devoted woman of prayer, not only knew who he was, they knew where he was.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
The prayers knew.
Yes.
The prayers knew more than Mary did.
Well, she'd been pretty busy.
Well, still, she remembered the angel. She remembered all these things, and yeah, she was busy. She as a wife and so forth, she's busy. But those devoted prayers, they knew.
Hallelujah.
And people that pray a lot know a lot. Yes. If you know how to pray in faith, yes, and particularly people that pray in other tongues,
yes,
walk in the Spirit, you'll know.
That's right. And actually, with all my heart, I believe this. You can pray in the Spirit long enough, you can find out anything you need to know.
Yes. Amen.
And you can get the wisdom of God that way. Gloria and I have done it many times. And you receive the wisdom of God in what this is and what needs to happen. And that's when you accept Jesus as the Lord of your life, of course, you step through the door. and into the kingdom of God. But when you accept Jesus as your baptizer in the Holy Spirit, then you step through the door of the supernatural.
Yes.
Amen.
And it's so amazing. You know, I've noticed over the years, and Gloria and I, of course, have been doing this a long time, seen a lot of people receive the Holy Spirit. It's amazing to me, people come up to receive the Holy Spirit and they frown. I don't get that.
Oh, they're looking serious.
Oh God, I want the Holy Ghost. He's a gift.
Praise God.
He is a gift. Jesus is the gift of the whole world, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. But then the Holy Spirit is the gift to the church.
Yes.
He is a gift. Relax.
Boy, is it a good gift.
Yes, but I want to speak in tongues. Well, it's the easiest thing you ever did in your life.
Amen.
Well, and you have to think about that a moment. It's the yielding of the tongue that... Now, ever since you were a very small child, you were taught how to speak. And, of course, you came up speaking like your parents. Well, it depends a whole lot on what kind of household you were raised in, on how you speak.
Amen.
So, anyway, it's very important, very important. If you are born again, you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That is absolutely wonderful. And I want you to realize, according to the book that the letter the Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians, very, very important that you go there and find these things out. That the moment you accepted Jesus, you became a new creature.
Praise God.
All things became new and all things were of God, and all old things have passed away.
Amen.
Well, what is that? What passed away? That old nature?
Amen.
That old argumentative, you know, nature that was there.
Yes.
And now all things are of God.
Praise God.
But now you're a spiritual baby and you need to get into the meat of the Word of God.
Right.
That comes along about the book of Hebrews and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So, much to say about being baptized in the Holy Spirit. It's the only subject in the New Testament that has its one whole chapter devoted to it, which is the 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians.
Mm-hmm.
And you go 12, 13, and 14. And it's amazing. The Apostle Paul said, don't forbid it. I speak in tongues more than all of you.
Yeah.
Well, in some translations said, I speak in tongues more than all of you put together. Well, he was writing to Corinth.
Yeah.
That's a lot of tongue talking because that's where these people got in trouble.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So anyway, that's extremely important. Now let's continue.
Where are you now?
We're still here in the book of Luke.
Okay.
And I want to point out in the 32nd verse, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. The light to lighten the Gentiles.
Amen.
Now this was strange, coming from an old man in the temple, and he knew by the Spirit that this baby would be the light to the Gentile world. So, now what does that mean? That means that this baby is going to take the light and the glory of Israel beyond the borders of Israel to the entire human race, not just the Israel covenant. So obviously there's another covenant here coming. He didn't say that, but that's what this is all about. And because this being a Jewish baby and born of Jewish parents, and so then he saw that this was the Messiah. So, and Simeon blessed them and said, I want to point out, this is the blessing book. It is the Holy Bible. Bible just simply means a collection of information about a certain subject. There's the Shooter's Bible. I used to have one, but it had so much detail in it. Oh, man, everything you could think of about anything that had anything to do with any kind of shooting. Well, and now, you know, I enjoy all that, but that's not the Bible. This is the Bible.
Amen.
I heard a man say, the very first day that I went into training on the Lockheed Jetstar, which was a four-engine jet, and the man that opened up the class, and he held up the AFM, the manufacturer's book on that airplane. And we were at Flight Safety International training on this airplane. This was initial. He held up the AFM. This thing is about that thick on that airplane. And he said, now anything that we teach you here on this airplane all goes back to this. And if we make a mistake, this is correct.
Amen.
And I thought, I wish preachers had that much sense to always go back to this.
Amen.
Because this doesn't make a mistake.
Praise God.
This has been tried and tested.
Yes.
Well, that's the reason that AFM on the Lockheed Jetstar was correct. It had been tried and tested over and over and over again. And there'd been some accidents and so forth that happened because the airplane wasn't perfected yet. But they finally figured out what was right. But it was constantly being upgraded. This one doesn't need to be upgraded. People have tried that.
People need to be upgraded.
People need to be. That's what needs to be upgraded. Now, verse 39. And when they had performed all these things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. So there's a lot of foolishness has been written, because we're going to go from his circumcision to being 12 years old. And we're out of time. We'll take it up here tomorrow.
Amen.
Come on, Jeremy.
Thank you, Papa. Born-again people who pray in faith can actually get insight from the Holy Spirit and receive wisdom from God. Simeon and Anna, both devoted to prayer, knew by the Spirit who Jesus was and why He came. They knew by the Spirit that He would be the light to the Gentile world and take the glory of Israel to the entire human race. Now, how did they know that? It was prayer that revealed Jesus to them.
God is moving and revealing His glory through the body of Christ, the Holy Spirit poured out upon the local church. The heart of Kenneth Copeland Ministries' 2022 calendar is Together We Are Victory. Our partner churches from Singapore to Alaska are living testimonies of that victory. This calendar is designed to help you stay focused on God and His Word working in your life. Read the Bible in 1 year using the Daily Bible Reading Plan. Organize your yearly schedule, writing down your faith goals and victories. Dates for all the KCM events are marked so you can plan ahead to attend or watch online. The Lord told Brother Copeland that 2022 will be an extraordinary year of correction, direction, protection, and perfection in the spirit and soul, in the body, in finances, churches, and government. Get prepared and stay ready to be a part of all God is doing in 2022. Together in 2022, we are victory. Be sure to request your free 2022 Kenneth Copeland Ministries calendar at kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. You can also download each month's image to your computer or mobile device. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It's the 2022 KCM calendar. You can be encouraged. You can be inspired by the scriptures that you see featured throughout this calendar every month. And this is going to help you spend time in the Word every day. You can do that by using the daily Bible reading plan and read through the entire Bible in 1 year. And this is a great tool to set your faith goal and record, write down every time the goodness of God shows up in your life. Every time you get a victory, you write it down. And you let the answered prayer and special moments in God be a testimony of His love for you in 2022. So to get your free KCM calendar, go to kcm.org. Now this week starts a new KCM meeting called Victory First. It begins December 31st, runs through January 3rd, and we want to invite you to come start the year in victory like never before. And this is a very special event with Kenneth Copeland being held on the grounds of Kenneth Copeland Ministries right here at Eagle Mountain International Church. Now, we're going to be spending 4 power-packed days in praise, in worship, and of course, in the Word of God as we bring in the new year in faith and in victory. So come be a part of this meeting, but come expecting something, expecting to fill up with the Word of God, expecting to build your faith for the days that are right ahead of you in 2022. And listen, bring the whole family. Let's celebrate this new year together. So for more information about this free event, go to kcm.org. And then be sure to join us here on the broadcast again tomorrow as my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, continue their study on celebrating the life of Jesus. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith.